Welcome to the online Kenyan Daily News Brief. Police and the Water Resources Authority are accused of damaging the Kamiruri water intake, affecting over 30,000 households in Laikipia, Nyeri and Nyandarua. In road safety news, 7 people died in a PSV truck collision near Voi. Kakamega County closed the Shiveye gold mine after 3 fatalities, though Ikolomani residents are pushing to continue small-scale mining despite clashes. Elsewhere, the DCI arrested 26 suspects, including civil servants, for illegally issuing government documents. Embakasi North MP James Gakuya has urged former CS Matiang'i and Jubilee to unite with other opposition groups as Kenya's private sector recorded leading growth in Africa for November. Here are the key stories from across the country. In politics.
No significant updates in politics today.
In business.
The Supreme Court overturned a 2020 ruling on bank card fees, clarifying the tax status for banks. Meanwhile, DCI is cracking down on crypto fraud after Kenyans lost over 5.6 billion shillings this year.
That concludes today's news brief. Stay informed with the onlinekenyan.com.